to Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
It's a fabulous Friday, November 11.
Finally.
Yes.
November 11th.
November 11. You said something.
Armistice Day.
I thought you said something about Fred Armiston last night from Saturday Night Live. But no?
Armistice Day? Yes.
And the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Or are you supposed to say it the other way?
I was right. The 11th hour of the 11th day, the Allies, everybody signed the treaty, signed the armistice that ended conflict in World War One. Horrible war.
Yeah, I was going to look it up to see if I could figure out what you were talking about, but I just came up with Portlandia, which is a TV show that Fred Armistice is in, so... I must have been typing it wrong.
We forget about World War One. It was a horrible experience.
Yeah. You know,
gave rise to Hitler and the Nazi Party, which sometimes they say that some historians believe that World War One and World War Two will be treated as a single conflict.
Yeah.
The brief pause between the two. But yeah, World War One was the first really mechanized war.
Right. It was a very different kind of warfare.
That World War One changed warfare. Yeah. It also, I mean, there were so many changes from World War One, but that's right. Today would be Armistice Day.
Yeah.
It used to be celebrated because so many people were affected by World War One, but then when World War Two happened, it sort of eclipsed World War One. So we don't talk about World War One or appreciate World War One the way people did at the time.
Right.
So this is November 11th, but you had another message.
But that's
for this
not what
morning.
We were going to talk
a
about.
Message.
We were, because today marks two weeks from today is Black Friday.
Oh God.
So 2 weeks from today is the day not to remember World War One, but 2 weeks from today is a day that is sort of created as a way to highlight or launch, that's a great word, to launch holiday spending.
Black Friday is 2 weeks.
Yeah, so it's a reminder that, okay, we have the holidays coming up and you're going to be spending money, you're going to be having holiday parties, you're going to have all this stuff coming up. And of course, Black Friday is a day where we have lots of different deals and stuff. But we want to talk a little bit today about, because I think 2 weeks is a perfect amount of time for you to start making some preparations for what's going to be happening, and especially what's going to be happening on Black Friday.
Wow. That's right. Because that really is the beginning of for many people, it's the beginning of the holiday frenzy.
Right.
The holiday buying frenzy,
shopping frenzy. That's right.
Right.
So one of the biggest challenges of the holiday season is trying to get everything done within a budget, and not being so stressed and overwhelmed and frustrated and everything about it.
Right.
So what we are going to encourage you to do today is to start thinking now, if you haven't already, start thinking now about what you're going to be doing for the holidays. And I don't necessarily mean, we'll kind of deal with schedules and some of that kind of stuff in a future podcast as we're getting a little bit closer, because that doesn't require quite as much planning time as what this will. Because what we're going to talk about today is how important it is to make a decision now, before you start getting all the emotions, before all those impulses, before the flyers even come out that says, hey, you can buy this 50-inch TV for, you know, $25.
Right.
Before any of that stuff starts, you know, filling your mailbox and filling your email box, start now thinking about who you're going to buy for, what you're going to buy, and having that outlined and detailed ahead of time.
That's right. Start planning now for your holidays.
You
know, are you going to be in town? Mm-hmm. Are you going to, you know, where are you going to be? Who's going to be there? What gifts do you want to buy? You know, what do people really want? Rather than just sort of stumbling into the holidays, I think I'll go shopping today. Get a plan.
Yeah.
Get a plan.
Yeah. Because what happens, you know, and we hear this every year, somebody will, you know, the Black Friday ads will, and circulars will come out, and I'll say, you know, oh my gosh, look at who can I get that for?
Right.
Why would you buy something and then try to figure out who you're going to give it to?
Right.
Instead, you want to do it the other way around, where, okay, this is a person that I need to get a gift for. Mm-hmm. What kind of gift should I get that person?
Right.
And, you know, here's another person. And just kind of go through the list instead of running from the impulse of, oh my gosh, this is a great deal, I can't pass it up, I need to get this for someone. Instead, know what you're going to get and then find the deal. Because the reality is that most things that you're going to want to get for someone,
right,
there's going to be a deal,
right,
for that at some point during the holiday or during Black Friday or as we're approaching the holidays. So
right,
know all that ahead of time, so it removes that stress and that impulse of, mm-hmm, like I was talking to my kids the other day about this. I don't go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the
right
store to get stuff that I need.
Right.
I don't go and just kind of look around and see.
As an activity.
Right.
You know, I play soccer. I go fishing. I don't go shopping.
Right.
You know, as a
yeah,
sort of out as an activity.
And I fully recognize that some people do.
Yeah.
That, right, that they find that enjoyable. They find, mm-hmm, it stimulating in different ways. That's not for me.
Right.
During the holiday season, though, especially, I think that many people, especially those who shop as an activity, we find it very challenging because we are inundated with the deals that we're typically looking for, mm-hmm, the deals that we're typically shopping for.
Right.
We're inundated with those. And so, you know, throughout the rest of the year, when we see a deal like that, our impulse is to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And we really need to pull that back and inhibit that during the holidays, or else you're buying everything, things you don't need. And that's where we get into a situation, oh my gosh, that's a great deal. Who can I get that for?
I can give it to somebody.
I can, you're right. And
I'm saving money.
Hey, and if nobody else wants it, I'll keep it.
Right.
But you have five of them already. Why do you need another one?
And I'm saving money.
Right. I have to buy it because I'm saving money. It's interesting. So start planning now. You know, sit down with your significant other or sit down on your own and just make a list of the people that you know, you know, and be as thorough as possible. Think about your, you know, people at work if you're going to do that.
Right.
Think about your immediate family, your more extended family, and then friends, and work through each group and see, okay, so I'm going to buy for this people, I'm going to buy for this person, I'm not going to get this person anything, or a gift card would be fine for that person, or whatever, however you're going to manage it. Work through it ahead of time so that by the time all the big sales hit, you are prepared and you know, and then you can inhibit some of those impulses to get other stuff.
And the temptation is going to be to charge it.
It's going to be, yes.
The temptation is, I can pay for it in January and February,
right,
and March. Try as hard as you can not to do that.
Right.
That's no way to enjoy your holidays. We talked about
right
that last year. That this after the holiday
right hangover
January
that
you have,
yeah,
because now you have to pay for everything.
January, when everybody gets those credit card bills
credit card
in January,
bills.
there's a smash of depression there because
right
all of a sudden, you know, all of that really comes
right
comes into actuality.
Right.
You know, swiping the card, there's no exchange of anything physical there. But when you see that credit card bill and you say, wow, did
right
I really spend that much money
yep
last month?
Yeah, decide how much you really can spend
right
and try not to charge. Your vacation, your Christmas, your holiday season shouldn't occur in January.
Right.
It should, everything that's purchased should be paid for
right
during the holiday season.
Right.
So try not to extend it into January and February. You know that's going to be a problem.
Right.
And it's going to change, affect the beginning of your new year. You know,
right.
It's going to put you in you're going to start the new year in a hole.
Right.
And then you want to feel good.
Right.
You know, so.
And as you're listening to that, you may be thinking, wow, there's no way I can do that. Well, if you start planning
right
ahead of time, then
mm-hmm
you can. And if you keep yourself contained,
right,
you can. There's no reason. There's no reason to spend more than you have,
right,
because, you know, whether it's for your kids or for
mm-hmm
others, the amount of money that you spend should not be your expression of how much you care about them or
right
how much you value them.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of other ways to show that. And so let's make sure that you're not putting more of a burden on yourself than you need to demonstrate something that a well-written card or a well-written letter or a hug can communicate.
Yeah, don't put your whole family in debt just to show how much you love them at
right
the holiday time.
Right.
I mean, really think about it. It doesn't make
yeah
any sense. I mean, you're driving the whole family into debt. You're affecting the entire next year.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Right.
So if you only have $500, extra, that's what you spend. You figure out how to do it within $500. That means you're not going to be able to buy some people that you really like to buy for. You can't buy for them. You're going to have to cut back in other areas. But figure out how much you're going to have and stay within that budget.
Absolutely. So, and again, 2 weeks, you have the next couple of weeks to really begin to prepare for that. And so, you know, take some time this weekend and mm-hmm. write that out. Start a list and you know, put it in the notes section of your phone or something just to make sure that it's there. And so whenever an idea or thought comes to your mind, you can put it in there and then stick to it.
Right. So we're not being curmudgeons. This isn't bah humbug. This is being mindful again.
Right.
This is another place where we urge you to become mindful about your spending.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a much happier holiday if it's all paid for by December 30th.
And it's going to really keep your stress levels down if you're prepared. So.
Right.
All right. So that's it for this week. Another week done. We're moving into the weekend. I hope that you guys have a fantastic weekend. Again, the weather has been nice. It's supposed to be pretty good this weekend.
Right.
So get out and enjoy some of the nice weather and the sunshine. And we'll see you back bright and early Monday morning.
Monday morning.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.